Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
All right, guys, welcome to a brand new episode. It's just like an episode. I don't even look at you.
I don't need to.
This is audio only.
Yeah.
This is a brand new mini show. I think a show is a good description for it, which will come out every single Friday.
Yeah.
Be a little bite-sized, 15, 20 minutes. Who knows? An added extra to the main show.
And is it called the Clubhouse?
I like the Clubhouse.
Yeah, I was thinking Swift 9, but then it has to be 9 minutes. But it's not going to be, it's going to be longer than 9 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah. So I think otherwise we're going to rush it if it's 9 minutes. I like the Clubhouse. It's a little nod to our OG fans, those who are real hardcore members to the Clubhouse. To be still be a member of a Clubhouse, do you have to listen to both episodes?
I would agree so.
I would agree.
I definitely would. That's what I said.
I actually think in the future, Matt needs a mic for this episode as well.
No qualms with that.
Grab a mic and come and join us.
Is there a third one?
Well, yeah, there is a third one.
Yeah, come on. Well, you can sit where you are.
Yeah, I'll stay off camera.
Well, I was thinking, so this is obviously out on a Friday. You can listen to it when you want, how you want. I'm not going to stop you. But I'm thinking, we've got questions from our Facebook groups. This is when we're going to now put the questions in mostly. We can talk about the Break 75 that's coming up. Yeah. There's always going to be Break 75 on a Friday or some sort of longer form video. And we can just swear if you want to, take your top off, because it's not recorded video. So if you actually ask... The weird thing is you've got your top on but pants off. That's what I think's weird.
I've got my pants off behind the camera.
Well, you always do. So yeah, it's going to be fun. Should we kick things off with a question?
So yeah, we've had, as I said, our question is still going to come in thick and fast, hopefully, from Facebook, from the Facebook group, the Rick Shields Golf Show podcast on Facebook, or email podcast@rickshields.com. So feel free. And I think we will actually get a lot more questions answered in this format, in this forum. So please feel free to ask us. First one is from Giles Littlewood. Hello, Giles. He said, and this is a very timely question for you, Rick, did Rick go for a Ping PLD fitting recently? And if so, will we get to see it?
That is a good question. Well, Giles, welcome to the show. I think after this question as well, I want to do a little intro to Matt. So people know who Matt is. Because it's either going to be you, Ed, or extra new person that might be doing this. So you might not be always regular, Matt, but I want to do
Matt's going to want to do everyone now.
I'm going to get a couple of seconds on the normal podcast, which I cut
if there's an issue.
Yeah.
Giles, good question. So recently I did go for a Ping fitting at Loughborough University. Get this. Well, you know, I don't know why I'm telling you guy and Matt, but...
I'll look surprised.
£2,000 putter fitted. Yeah. It's not even mistaken. And I've got to tell you something about it as well, putter.
I've played with it
for 18 holes.
Well, let's pad out first
27 holes.
What Ping PLD is, and then what? Tell us what the fitting.
I forget what PLD stands for.
Putting
again now.
Lab design.
Putting lab design. So it's almost basically it's Ping trying to battle against like Scotty Cameron and things like that.
Correct.
Ping, famously, that's how they started into the golf business. They are a Ping, they're a putter company. The reason why Ping is called Ping, because the original sound of the putter was a really loud ping, almost like a what did they call it now, like an iron, like a tuning fork.
Yes, like a ding.
It's really, really loud, so they ended up calling the brand Ping. They've kind of fallen off the radar, in my opinion, with putters. You've now got Odyssey who are dominating, you've got Scotty Cameron who are dominating, and Ping have really kind of fallen by the wayside. Even TaylorMade, I would say, are probably even doing slightly better than Ping.
Well, just on that then, do you think it's because, I think for putters, you need two things. You need that Scotty Cameron design, what people almost aspire to own it like a piece of jewellery, or that real innovation story like an Odyssey 2 ball or like a TaylorMade Spider. Ping have almost got that, but not pushed either.
No, because I think, do you remember a few years ago, certainly when growing up, the crazy putter,
yeah,
that dominated, didn't
correct
it? Like everyone had a Ping crazy putter, and then over since that, I can't think of a single putter they've brought out that's been revolutionary. I'm sure there has been, but even if you go before even our time starting playing golf, like, do you remember when they brought out like the Dock 17,
yeah,
which was like a 17 inch putter, yeah, from heel to toe? It was absolutely massive, and I feel like over the last few years they've kind of more focused on their driver design, iron, yeah, design, and really just let the wedges do the talking, just from a simple design factor. So they brought out this new PLD. It's supposed to be this more up market, obviously, putter experience. And I went through a fitting at Loughborough University, which I actually, until this process, didn't even know Ping had a fitting centre at Loughborough. It's where they do a lot of their club testing. The fitting itself was okay, mediocre. Like I said, we've got a full video of this coming out, so I don't want to give too much away. But I did get fitted with the putter. I have played a full round of golf with it.
How's it go?
On Friday, I actually played a casual round of golf with no cameras.
I saw that at JCB.
Played brilliant the front nine, horrendous the back nine.
Nice.
So I was 2 over par on the front nine, and I double bogeyed the eighth. Your favourite hole.
Oh, right, wow.
After ripping the drive, I was 113 yards away.
Short right, and then...
Yeah.
Fat.
Thinned it through, and yeah, had a nightmare. the greens were spectacular, but yeah, so, and then I had a bit of a shock on the back.
And how did the putter perform then? On the front nine in particular?
Well, I did two things differently. I used that putter.
Yeah, and putted like a man.
And putted...
Not a mouse.
Putted my right hand below my left.
Yeah.
And I did that all the way through the round. I had some good putts. Yeah, I liked it. However, it's raining.
Yeah.
It's quite wet. Certainly towards the back end of the round. I've taken my putter out of my bag today. It's really badly damaged.
Oh, wow. And what?
Rusty and all sorts.
Oh, my gosh. We might have to put that into the video then,
like,
because...
Like, bad. Like, I don't know how you'd be able to fix it.
Wow.
You had the logo at the bottom, fully, almost fully rusted. So I'm a bit gutted about that. So yeah, I like the putter a lot. I think it'll stay currently at the moment. I took my bag out of my car today after filming here, before filming here at St. Andrew Links. I had four putters in my bag.
Wow.
So I've got my even roll,
yeah,
a Scotty Cameron, which is, I'm not sure if I'm in love with, this new Ping putter, and then a lab putter.
What's interesting, the whole point of this new podcast is, if that was a question on the normal podcast, did Rick of a PLD fitter fitting recently, you'd have said, yeah, video coming soon. That would have been the answer. So this is that answer you've just given then is the exact point of this Friday show.
This is like behind the scenes of behind the scenes.
Yeah, it is.
Now, we've obviously got a growing team at the moment.
They're getting big, aren't they?
They're growing. It's all those burgerisms they're having. But obviously someone who's been with us for how many years, Matt?
3.5 years,
eh? Started when he was a wee nipper, and now look at him, fully grown man.
Well, you can't look at me, but
he's got his own house and everything. He's got his own house and everything now. Arguably the most committed, and I'd go as far as saying top three, maybe even top two talented golfers in the company.
In this room.
Definitely in this room.
So you've been practicing playing a lot at the moment.
I have been grinding hard. Like, there's two things in my life that's happened that has really spurred me on. One, started working for Rick Shields, so I thought, right, need to be good at golf, because
it's not
a requirement.
Rick's not even good at golf.
Yeah. It was weird on the CV, on the job application, when it said must be +5 or above and have a beard, but
no, I'm actually going to start employing staff that are no better than 25.
And then the second thing that happened in my life, and it happened last year at Sawgrass, I had a bit of a nightmare off the 17th tee when Rick allowed me to stand on there, have a dream shot, and I proceeded to top two brand new Pro V1 straight into water 6 feet in front of me.
But the good news is you went back this year for redemption.
Yes, I did. Oh no.
Is this how the footage got lost?
What a coincidence.
Matt had another shot at Destiny.
That footage actually did still got that one.
So Matt,
there was some drone footage.
Stood up there and you didn't particularly go to plan, did it, pal?
I missed the island on the right with the tree.
Wow. That was a severe shot.
Nearly got onto 16th green.
Would you, so you've been playing a lot of golf now, perhaps, and like your swing's looking really solid. Would you fancy your chances against me straight up, no shots?
Yeah. I think I would. I say that. I've been playing well and I thought, right, just gonna go for a lesson, dial in a couple of tweaks. Shot 20 over on Saturday, so it was not a great day for me.
That's exactly why you work at Rick Shields Media. Yeah, that's exactly, what we'll do. Exactly.
I was one under the weekend before, 20 over this weekend. But
well, it's good consistency.
This is a really fitting question then, why Matt is joining us for today, and hopefully every Friday, from Mitch DeRush, depending on how his performance goes.
Exactly.
Mitch DeRush, what is going on with the Hit Golf channel? Would love to see a review of the Budget Pro V1 alternatives. When is it up and running again?
What did you say his name was?
Mitch DeRush.
What a name.
Sounds like Itchy Bush. Sorry. It does.
We can make a request for anyone who messages in, doesn't want the name, and they put all the fake names like Toby Lerone, Malteser, and all these people.
Malteser. So what's going on with Hit, Rick? Come on.
I don't know, mate.
You do.
It was a dream, and
no.
It's become a nightmare. It's now become a storage room.
No. So we are committed to the Hit Golf channel, and there was reasons why it didn't quite go to plan, and that's not to do with the content and like that. We are up and running. We've got a date booked in 2nd of April. We're going to be filming like some serious videos. We've got a set of irons came through today that are phenomenal. You've not seen them yet. I'll tell everybody what they are. Bettinardi irons. They're going out.
I didn't hear that.
They are going to get filmed, and the channel will be back up and running. Matt, you're going to be looking after it and running it. Yeah. So the Hit Golf will be back up. And we're going to
from April, new filming. We've had to have a little restructure with the team just to make sure that we've got the capability, basically, and that's the truth of it. We took on more than we could chew. We unfortunately couldn't quite commit to filming as much content on the main channel, plus the podcast, plus the Hit channel. So we've had a little rejig, and a new plan has been put in place. It's not for the, we want to, like the whole reason why we set up that channel, we want to review content. I love reviewing content. Reviewing clubs, you're right. I don't know why I said content. Reviewing clubs. And, there's loads and loads and loads of clubs. We've sorted out our storeroom now as well. So all our clubs are in a perfectly incredible order now, which we might show you one day. We'll see. Might show you hardcore clubhouse members one day about the storeroom. But yeah. 2nd of April, first day filming. Videos will then be rolling out. Probably, let's aim for 2 weeks.
I think that's right, yeah.
2 weeks, and then let's, if we can get it up more than that, if not, 2 weeks, pretty good.
This is a good question, and something we've kind of touched on before, but from a different angle, from Holly Haywood, and she has said, what are some things you dislike about golf culture? Now, I think before we've talked about things we dislike about golf in general, but golf culture, I'm thinking more, you know, people, when you might, how they might treat you, or clubhouse culture. I don't know, but what is there anything that you don't like?
I don't
about
particularly
golf
like
culture?
Members of golf clubs.
Okay,
that's quite broad. I'm probably.
So everyone listens to this podcast pretty much.
I've probably offended everyone. No, not everybody, but there was an incident. We went to a golf club last week. Do you remember the incident?
Not right off my head.
I'm not going to name the golf course because people might be able to narrow it down. But we're at a golf course last week and doing some filming. We stopped off for some lunch. And the way that the member spoke to the bar staff was just horrendous. Like, I just think sometimes people can be quite entitled when they're a member of a club. Just because you pay a membership that you can kind of act the way you want or speak to people not nice. It's just horrible. And there's been a couple of times where I've been at golf clubs as well and visiting, and obviously want to be respectful. And I might not know the rules. I might not know that you have to stand on the certain side of a chipping green and hit a shot a certain way, you know. And kind of members who take a lot of pride in telling you.
Yes, that's true.
But not in a nice way, not in like a, oh, excuse me, are you a member, sir? Oh, no. Yeah, yeah. Oh, just to let you know. And you wouldn't have known this because obviously you're not a member, but we actually have a rule where you need to chip away from the clubhouse. I didn't realise that. Not a problem, don't worry about it. Where it's like, you can't chip away from the golf, you can't chip towards the clubhouse. It's like, alright. Like, they couldn't wait to tell you. They can't wait to pick you up on little rules.
I think you're right. Well, you are. And then, I think, and you get that in all walks of life. It does seem to be definitely present at golf clubs. I think, for me though, thankfully, I have seen those things definitely. Almost what I dislike about golf culture is actually the perception of golf culture often more than the actual golf culture. Like, yes, you're right, at golf clubs you do get people who are maybe stuck up, who think they're something that they're not. But whenever you think of like golf portrayed in a film or in the media, or if you ask people who are golfers, it's often older men, white, you know, very well to do and wearing plus fours, and that I think puts them people off. Whereas actually at a lot of golf clubs and driving ranges there are some of those people, of course there are, but there are also lots of nice people. And I think the culture actually at most golf clubs I've been to is actually quite nice and relaxed.
But is that almost, I think a lot of sports have a preconception.
Correct.
Like, let's say you said to someone, tell me a stereotypical football fan.
I'm thinking Stone Island.
Yeah.
Swearing.
Bald head, tattoos, yeah. Wouldn't you?
Which is, yeah.
But that's not everyone.
No, not at all.
You know, if you could say, tell me a stereotypical cricket fan.
I'm going to go for a white middle-aged bloke, quite well to do.
But I suppose if you're into cricket and you're into football, you'd say that's not the case.
I know.
You know, that's not what people are. You know, that's a small section of the community, but it's not everybody.
What about, this has been done till forever, people have been asking this, but what about dress codes? I'm just looking out, we're looking out now at St. Anzo Links, looking out to the golf course. You can see people relatively, you know, smartly dressed in golf clothes. Where do you sit with that? Because part of me has no issue with it, and I obviously wear golf clothes when playing golf. And then another part of me thinks it is some level of barrier, even a small one, that if you were out and about shopping and you thought, oh, I might go and play a few holes, unless you've got your golf clothes and you have to go home and get changed, and should that be done with in this day and age?
You know what's interesting? And right now, as we look over the golf course at St. Anzald Links, as you mentioned, I think if you'd have asked me that question in the office at the studio in Salford, mm-hmm. I'm fully open to dress code. Like, why not wear jeans? Why not be able to wear what you want? Mm-hmm. I do actually look out on the golf course right now and go, I can't imagine jeans being out there, and I don't know if I want jeans to be out there.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, people are dressed nicely, they're not dressed stuffily, they've got chinos on, quarter zips, coats, it's cold out there, like, they look smart, they look respectable. That doesn't mean you can't wear jeans and not be respectable, but imagine if there was like a real, I don't know, change in apparel. But what people are wearing right now, is that unattainable? Does it cost a lot of money to get the clothes that people are wearing now? Like, a set of chinos from a supermarket or a normal high street shop's probably what, 25 quid. A polo shirt, you could dress as a golfer for less than 50 quid.
Yeah,
I think so. I don't know.
It's not for me. It's not. I don't really have an opinion either way. But if I do sit on the side of, there shouldn't be a golf dress code, it's not so much the price of it, although that could put people off. It's more the fact of, there has been times I've wanted to go to the golf club and I've not had the right gear on. I've had to go home and get changed, then never to be not bothered going, so I can't bother now.
Yeah.
But
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
It's changing though, like
it is, yeah.
And it's subtle. I think in 10 years we won't have noticed a difference, but there'll be a difference.
Yeah, no, it's true.
If hoodies have been a big change recently.
Hoodies are massive.
Hoodies are just all over the place.
Like for example, Matt's wearing now. You won't be able to see him now. He's put his pants back on. He's got a jumper, a golf jumper. It's got written straight across the top, Bay Hill.
Mm-hmm.
That. I don't know, some places I think that would be put people off at some golf courses, like, oh, it's too, the logo's too big, or, but also that would look like a retro jumper that's 30 years old.
Yeah.
I just think fashion, golf fashion, goes in ebbs and flows, and you know, joggers are much more popular these days. Like what you're wearing now, like tapered bottoms, you could play golf in them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't see that being a problem.
No,
you've got a hoodie on. You know, I do think it's much more relaxed. Like I'd also, like, we've come to a very established, nice golf course here. A few years ago, we wouldn't have been allowed in with the shoes we've got on now. You've got white trainers on, you've got black trainers on, I've got black trainers on. You wouldn't be allowed in here with trainers on, would you?
No, that's changed.
It's tweaking, and I think that's the difference. It's not. I don't think it needs a hard line. It's like, right, today you have to wear this. Tomorrow, all the rules are ripped up, and you've got to wear this. I think just slowly but surely, it's already moving.
Yeah, no, I'd agree. And I think the way that golf fashion is now, in terms, like you said, the quarter zips, etc., it is quite aligned just to general day-to-day fashion. So you don't really look like you're wearing golf clothes.
Exactly that.
I always remember there was a spell. Do you remember like when coloured pants came really big?
Yeah.
And at the golf shop I used to work at, there was a fella, and Ping, of all brands, started making really colourful pink pants and belts.
Remember them.
And this fella had like a full pink outfit. He was a bit of an attention seeker. And I always thought to myself, at the golf club, it looks quite loud and quite leery, but you kind of get away with it because people know it's a thing in golf. But then imagine on the way home, the odd day, his wife says, oh, get us a pint of milk on the way home. And I have to stop at the service at the petrol station to, you know, in all that gear. And it would look so weird. But now, with most golf clothes, as long as you dress relatively normal, no one would say, like a golf, if you went to the pub or something after golf.
Do you see people wearing those sort of outfits anymore?
No.
That's gone. Well. Like I don't recall seeing anyone wearing really, really bright colour clothes.
No, it seems to be now the standard look on the golf course, like a quarter zip, standard pants.
Yeah, I think it's almost quite neutral.
Yeah, it is. And I don't mind that.
I like being able to just wear what you're wearing like now in the office, and then you go, oh, I'll go for 9 holes after work. You're somewhat smart. You go out. If you've not got a polo, I always throw a hoodie on.
No one knows.
To be honest though, your generation, like, how old are you, Matt?
28.
I think in your 20s, jeans aren't as big of a deal, would I be right in saying that?
I don't own a pair of blue jeans.
Yeah, I don't see you in jeans.
I think I maybe have one pair of jeans, actually.
Like, I actually feel like your fashion is almost very much, you could just go out on the golf course.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Where, certainly, you know, my era, my fashion, is like, it was a lot about jeans, and it was, you know, I'm trying to think what else, but jeans would be the big one. It's mad that you almost never wear jeans, do you?
If I do, they're just plain black jeans or chinos anyway, so I could play golf in them, and I have done anyway.
Like blue denim jeans with rips in aren't as popular anymore, even though you see them every now and again.
Okay, question, a couple more. Dara Cronin, and this is what I actually need to speak to you, Rick, off podcast when we wrap this up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Are there any plans to come to Ireland?
Yes.
There's some very deep plans,
Very, very intense plans. So I think over the next couple of years, we've got two big Ireland plans planned. Ireland trips planned. I can't get my words out today. Ireland trips planned. And the first one, we are going to tackle a lot of the golf courses that are on kind of my bucket list. And then the next trip is also going to tackle a lot of the golf courses on my bucket list. There's so many incredible golf courses in Ireland. We've got a provisional trip lined up in May, which I'm guessing is what you want to chat to me
about. I need to check you on dates because the trip's lined up now, basically.
Awesome. So yeah, really, really excited about it. I mean, it'd be awesome to do a meetup. Obviously, it was St. Patrick's Day this last weekend, so I love a Guinness or two, albeit I've not been drinking for a long time, but I think over in
Guinness
Ireland...
Guinness Zero?
I've heard it's good.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've heard it's good, but
It's not also, a real thing, is it?
While I'm in Ireland, listen. While I'm in Ireland, it'd be rude not to just drink.
Are you still in the no drinking thing?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I've not, honestly, I've not drank properly, like actually properly. I didn't drink when I went to JCB with the boys last Friday.
Were they all on it?
No, actually, it was quite subdued, actually. I think I'd set the scene on that day. I think if I was drinking, we'd have all been drinking, but I wasn't drinking, so nobody...
Quick stay over in the lodge.
Yeah, nobody drank. trying to think when's the last time I drank. Honestly, I've lost track
Christmas
now.
Christmas party?
No, I've drank since that, because I drank a little bit over New Year, and I drank a little bit when I was on holiday in Dubai, but very little.
A little tipples here,
like,
and there.
Very, very, very little. Like, I reckon I've not had more than 4 drinks in a day for a long time. Like, I've had 3 every day.
Just no more than...
Yeah, it's 4. Weird. I don't even feel like I miss it anymore. Yeah.
You know what my issue is at the minute? I'm having an Easter egg every night.
Wow.
I'm eating quite well for the day. I have a smoothie every day for breakfast. I like a relatively healthy lunch and tea's okay. And it gets to like 7 o'clock and I have another Easter egg.
Yeah, gradual decline through the day.
That's quite a big shout, that.
It is, yeah. They start off quite small. You know the really small ones you can get? And then now it's the slightly bigger one. So I have to do loads of cardio to try and counteract it. So yesterday I went to the gym, did 50 minutes on my bike and did like a massive walk as well, just to try and make some room for the egg. So I should just not have the egg. I wouldn't have to do all that work.
Ate one of those huge mini egg
bars.
Yeah, £4.50.
Yeah, have you had one fall onto yourself?
Well, I thought, this will last me the weekend. And I gave Yasmin had 2 squares and I finished the rest. I just don't know where it went.
That's so nice.
It's so bad. But I don't drink much either, so...
I'd rather eat chocolate than drink. Last question then. How long has it been so far, Matt?
Don't know.
Long.
Have you not got a little time?
I think we started at 5:05.
That was 20 minutes, that's about right.
So off the cuff, I didn't even look at the time.
Okay, last question then. It's kind of what we touched on the last episode, the last main podcast when we had Sophie with us, but Gary Hinton has said, why isn't Scottie Scheffler more popular than he should be? He wins everything, but yet he's dull as dishwater. He needs a better PR guru. Is he as dull as dishwater?
I think it's changed a lot.
And did you see his comments the other day about the PGA Tour? And he was kind of saying, like, we've not done, you know, he was kind of talking about Liv and the PGA Tour and, like, we're the guys that stayed. And he was quite, like, bold in the way he said it. And I think that won a few people around. But I don't think he is dull.
Well, listen to this. I've just literally opened Twitter. Big meeting. Tiger Woods and PGA Tour player directors are in the Bahamas for a meeting with Yaza and the PIF leadership today. Big meeting. I don't think he's dull as dishwater. I think he's growing on a lot. He's definitely grown on me this weekend, or last weekend at the Players, and the weekend before that at Bay Hill. I think he's phenomenal.
How do players get fans then? Because if you, what is it someone has to do to become likable, or is it?
At the end of the day, I think you're either likable or you're not likable.
Is it that simple?
Yeah,
it's all about Fitzpatrick.
I don't think he's overly likable.
But is he dislikable?
No. But you've also got... Sorry. Yeah, you've got a point there. It's not as if it's likable or dislikable. You've probably got 3 categories. You either dislike someone, which I think is quite rare in golf.
But I almost think, from a fan's perspective, the ones that are in the middle are almost the hardest ones to root for. Because even the ones that you dislike, you kind of like to dislike.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got the people you dislike, which is few.
It shows an interest, at least, doesn't it?
There's the guys who are in the middle that you don't really root off or not against. And then there's guys that you actually do root for.
And I think there's a lot of them in that middle camp where you kind of don't dislike or like. And we've said this a million times, but I think things like coming on like the 10-shot challenges, or when people do have, again, full swing or just do their own social media, gives them a personality. Because Minwoo Lee, obviously he's killing it, and I could see why people might like him anyway. But he is so well liked now because of being on the channel and having his own social media that he does really well. He's now got an army of fans, whereas if he didn't have that, would he have had the fans off just off his golf? I don't know.
Let's see. Let's do a little off the cuff.
We're ranking golfers. Are we going off likeable or dislikeable or medium?
Yeah.
Top 10? Top 20? Let's do top 20.
Okay.
If the internet works in the clubhouse here. Right, okay. Scottie Scheffler, what are we saying now?
For me, he's shifted into likeable.
Rory?
Likeable.
Rahm?
Likeable.
Wyndham Clark? I think off the back of Full Swing, likeable.
For me, he's in the middle.
He's changed, yeah.
For me, he's in the middle. If there was a sliding scale, he's slightly more towards likeable.
Okay, I'm going to call this one straight away. Xander Schauffele, I'm going to say don't like.
I would say in the middle, shifting towards the dislike.
Matt?
I think I more on dislike, I think.
Victor, like, not having any other answer.
But that's the thing with, right, so why is Victor likeable?
He smile.
That's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why is Tommy likeable?
Smile, and he's a nice lad.
Like, why is Max Homer likeable?
Just, yeah, he's great on social media and he's always smiling, isn't he?
I think
the thing that sets me off, like, it sounds really weird, but I saw that picture of when the Ryder Cup was in New York or whenever it was. No, Bethpage. And he was smoking that cigar on the stage. I saw that and, like, I know it sounds boring, but instantly I was like, oh.
Who's that?
Shoffley.
Right.
When he was, like, smoking a big cigar in front of everyone.
I thought you said, made you like him then. Yeah. Did you dislike it?
No, I dislike him.
Can't lie.
Dislike.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, dislike.
Brian Harman.
Dislike.
Now, see, I changed after listening to him on a podcast. I was dislike, now I like him. Ludvig
Åberg, like,
I think he's in the middle. I like him, he's good at golf, but I've not seen enough of him.
I feel like I don't see much personality with him.
I like him.
Homer,
like
Fitzy,
middle for me.
Middle. I think he's the definition of vanilla. Don't dislike him.
I like him.
Matsuyama, yeah.
I actually really like him.
Yeah,
like
I do.
Masayama.
But that, the way he's caddy bowed.
That like almost caddy, doesn't make sense. Because have I ever heard a word of English from him?
Literally,
I don't know anything. I literally don't know anything about Hideki Matsuyama. I don't know anything about him.
No.
Nothing at all.
I almost think that's how he's likeable, though, in a way, that he's just kept himself
to
himself.
He's so secretive, isn't he?
Fleetwood.
Love.
Oh, love.
Thigala.
Oh, that's cute. he's well off the scale. I like Thigala.
Yeah. Keegan Bradley.
Dislike.
See, now, after watching Full Swing, I like him.
I like him.
Spieth, you got to go like.
I don't like him.
What? Oh, I love Spieth.
I don't know, when I saw him calling out Rory after that at Sawgrass, I just thought, oh, come on.
I've got a shout now. Next up is Tyrrell Hatton. Now, my on-course shout, I'd say dislike, but I reckon I've spent time with him to quite like him. You've done
I
that.
I have spent time with him. He's a very, very interesting character, and when you actually spend time with him, you actually end up liking him a lot.
Yeah, I can see that.
But on camera and on golf tournaments, I'm not the biggest fan of him. But I don't dislike him. Like, if he's doing well, I do root for him.
He's watchable, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think he's one that you would like to dislike. I think I'm in that category, if I'm being honest. I kind of like disliking
him. Honestly, when you're with him, it's just his person. He's not doing it on purpose. He's just dry.
I can imagine it'd be great to just play a little 9-hole scramble with.
Yeah. He's just dry as hell.
Next up, Morikawa. I go like.
Right in the middle.
Like really, I think quite like.
Middle.
Sam Burns.
Middle.
Tom Kim. Like. If you watch Full Swing, like, you watched his episode, I think he's like.
I mean, I'm interested to see what Tom Kim does. Because I feel like there's a lot of issues there somewhere. He pulled out the players, didn't he, again? Was he injured?
I'm not sure.
He pulled out
the players
after like 7 holes.
How old actually is he? 21 or something?
I do really like him. In full, like I said, that's the one where Full Swing, I was like, this
I think a lot of them, I feel like I'm so swayed by what I've seen on Full Swing. It's hard to say you dislike them after Full Swing because they're never going to paint them in a massively bad light. But
it's like a Shane Lowry.
You know what? I
love Shane Lowry. I think his personality is great.
See, I think I didn't have much of a feeling. Then I met him. Well, I didn't meet him, but watched you do his interview at the Open, and he was really, really good. And then I really like him now. Yeah.
So I feel like you almost need that little bit of nudging sometimes.
Sometimes I do. Yeah, a little bit of personality, and then once I'm in. Max Homer was a real, and also as well. Obviously, we're really lucky that we get to spend time with some of these guys and meet some of them, and only very briefly. But I again had a chat with Max Homer when you interviewed him at the Open, and I always got a little baby. Obviously, I have as well. I had a quick chat about that, and he was just dead sound. So I think fair dues. Adam Scott, love.
Oh my God, please.
Poulter-like.
Lee Westwood was one that surprised me. I liked him.
I always go into Westwood, thinking I'm going to dislike him. And every time I leave, I go, I actually quite
he's
like
so
him.
He's so nice, wasn't he?
But he's not the easiest. It takes him a while to warm up. Once he's warm up, he's good.
I actually yawned on the microphone, so that's how. That's it. I'm only listening to this to stay in the clubhouse.
Are we done?
I think so. Yeah, that was a good little first step. So these are going to be every Friday. We will record them after the main podcast, which is going to be Monday. So obviously, some things might date. If we say Tom Kim's likable and then he comes out and says, I hate Rick Shields in the week, then
he's just likable next week.
We have to change our opinion.
It's a sliding scale.
We'll look for questions on Monday still, though. So, yeah.
Great.
Welcome to the clubhouse. And
it's
we'll
good.
See you next time.
Good. Good night.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.